We were talking about, in the beginning, I had a hard time finding words strong enough to express what I was feeling. I lose my daughter and my whole world has changed, and just saying I feel bad or I feel horrible or I'm devastated, I couldn't find the words to really tell people what I was feeling because it was so far beyond anything I'd ever felt before. The words seemed inadequate. Then as time went on, I found the right words to explain how I feel about things, and I actually feel ennobled that I'm proud that I've come this far. I could never think in the beginning that I would say to somebody, oh, I feel better today because I've done the work of grief, and now I can explain so happily that I'm better off than I was back then. So it's a subtle change, but an important change. You go from the beginning where the words don't make sense to the end where I can talk about it much more freely.
As you take the grief journey, there should be moments that you feel empowered by your progress. There's no question about that. I have a beach piece of artwork in my office. It's a picture of a beach. And it usually, the way people sit in my office, they sit in front of that work of art, that picture of the beach. So many times during a session, I'll say, tell me what's behind you. Describe the picture behind you. And they 99% of the time say, I can't. And I say, why can't you tell me what that picture is? Because I'm not looking at it. I don't know what it is. I said, you mean you didn't notice it when you came in? No, I didn't see the picture. And I say, you can't describe that picture because you're not focused on the picture. And many times when a person is grieving, their focus is just on their grief. That's it. You can talk about having a dinner after the wake. You can talk about a week later going on a vacation, and people will not focus on that. They don't talk about that. They don't use words to discuss that because all of their words are associated with what they're focused on, and they're focused on the death and their grief and the way they feel. And so when you use words like devastation and horrible, those are appropriate words. They may not be the same words that you use 7-8 months down the line, but those are appropriate words for you right now. And those words should be utilized without any apologies because that's what you're focused on.
Yes, and I remember in a session with you, and I mentioned how 2 or 3 days after Allison died and everybody's at the house and we're eating food and guys are just chatting it up. You know, they're on the couch and I'm in their room listening and they're talking about golf, which I love. I've played golf all my life. And at that moment I said, golf? I can't even participate in this conversation. What could be more meaningless right now than talking about a shot I hit 3 weeks ago on the 14th hole? And yet now, at this point, because I can move my focus off grief, even though it's still a part of my life, but it isn't a part of my life every waking moment. And I've gotten back into the things that I love, and I can do them again, even though I'm a different person. But you know, in some ways, I'm a better person. I've learned so much about my journey through grief that I've gained a deeper appreciation even of things I loved before Allison died, and I appreciate them even more now.
When people are listening to what you just said right now, I think it's appropriate, very appropriate, for them to think through this. Number one, early on in our grief journey, we think about the loved one, their life, their death, and we think about how we feel at that moment, and we use words to describe it. But the second thing I want people to hear is that as you made this journey and you took your grief from 1 month out to 10 months out, you became focused on some things even more so than before her death. We call that post-death growth, post-bereavement growth. But I want people to be encouraged by the fact that they should be able to see that they are getting better. Now, I don't like the word better because it's a pretty meaningless word, because better for you might not be better for someone else.
They're learning to manage their life.
I like that much better. I like the word manage much better. They're learning to manage it. And as they manage their grief, they're learning that I can't spend all my time looking back and feeling horrible and devastated. I need to refocus. I need to get my focus back on some of the things that I enjoy. In your case, Allison would want you to do that. Dad, go on with your life. Focus on some of the things that you enjoy. And what's interesting, Eli, about what you just said is that you found that some of the things you enjoy even more because you've taken this journey and you realize those things that are important in life and those things that are not.
When you lose somebody like I did, you can't ever imagine your life being as good as it was before. I'm not saying my life is better than it was before, because I would love to have her back in it, but in overcoming or managing her loss, I have become a better person.
Absolutely.